That midrash.
Got it?
Rav Huna was Reish Nesikta Bavel for 40 years and passed away in 405.
Daflamet Chesam Adays.
Mayit Kutin, Chav Ayam Aleph, describes in great detail the honor that was given to Rav Huna when his body was brought from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Just what we were talking about.
I'm not going there.
Rav Huna's greatness as a disseminator of Torah, it was decided that he should be buried next to Rav Chia, the great, who was also renowned for having been a great teacher of Torah. Okay, go ahead.
So, Nochmo the Gemara. The Gemara here says, a Mais Shehoya. Ki Noch Navshe Drav Huna. Ayel Rav Chista Lememro Drav Drav. Okay, we have to understand that Rav Huna and Rav Chista, they did not get along. When Rav Huna died, finally Rav Chista was able to enter the Beis Medrash, and he asked that, and he, now he was able to talk and learn with the Bachrim. The Shmuz mit the Bachrim. And what did he say? Lememro Drav Drav. Mi Omer Rav Allah Kera Dalad Zikainim. Balib Drav Lez Vena 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 Aliva Drevlezer that says that it's two kedushas, but Itmar, I want to pose the following contradiction. What's the contradiction? Itmar Shabbos v'Yom Tov, you have 2 days back to back, like this year. Look at that, this year. This year, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos and then Yom Tov, right? So Rav Omar, what is it talking about? This is the case, the Avusta Sugi of the Beitzah, Shanol the Bezeh Bezeh. Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Asud Bezeh. If the egg was born, the Nolda Bezeh, one on Shabbos, Asud Bezeh. Amar Rabba, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Why is it Aser? Nolda Bezeh Shabbos V'yamtif. Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Asud Bezeh. Because it's one Kedusha. It's one Kedusha. Yeah? That's why Nol the Bezeh Asur Bezeh, because if you hold it's two Kedushas, it's Manavshach.
Since it was born,
Muksa.
Noilat. It's not Noilat on the second day. But if it's one Kedusha, then
it is Noilat. So you see, also Omar Amar Rabbah, Hosa Mishum Hachana. It's not a Kasha. So Rabbi says, Hosa Mishum Hachana. No, Be'etzem, I'll tell you, it's Shtei Kedushas. It's Be'etzem Shtei Kedushas. The reason why you now annul the bezer asura bezer is because of achana. Let's see the Gemara Vayit in the Tanya. V'choyel b'mashishi v'echinu. It says that on shishi you shall prepare. Choyel mechin l'shabbos. Choyel is mechin l'shabbos. V'chol mechin liyamtiv. But v'ein yamtiv mechin l'shabbos. V'ein shabbos mechin liyamtiv. The male. It's not because it's one kedusha. Beitzo shenul the bezer. The result is an event that happened on one day is now being a preparation for the next day. Be'etzem, the second day is Shtei Kedushas. But there's a Naya Din of Achana. Then Yad Mechel Shabbos, and Shabbos Echon L'Yomtif. Let's see over here the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, let's see over here, where is the Rashi? I can't see any Rashi. Aim of Rebbe Moshe Chanan and Rebbe Lozos. Ibcha, no. Tanul Rabbanan Nami of Rav Gemir. So Yerva Belogi, no. We did it already. No, there's no Rashi on this. Okay, it's Hachana. It's a din.
Hachana is the Raisa or not? That's a big machlokes. So Hachana the Rabbe.
So it's saying over here, Yom Hashishi, Chol Mechel. Fine, V'chol, this is Hachon the Rabbah. V'chol Mechel V'yamtev, Ein Yamtev, Mechel L'Shabbos, Ein Shabbos, Mechel L'Yamtev. Amo Le'abai Ela Elohad. That's not what about the Father, we learned in the Mishnah. Kei Tzad Hu Oiseh, what are you talking about? The Hachifah Mi'Hachona. So the Zel B'Zach, so why then when you have two Eruvim, when you want to make two Eruvim from one day to the next, also Hachona. Elohad, it's not. Kei Tzad Hu Oiseh, Malichoy Barishoyin. You bring your Erev on day number one, Umach Shechalav, and you sit there until it gets dark. And then V'noit Loi, you go on the first day, and you sit there at the boundary, Umach Shechalav, and you kind of Shvisa, V'noit Loi, Ubala, and you go back home. Basheni, on the second day, Mach Shechalav, V'oich Loi, Ubaloi, and you come back. Oh, how can you do that? When you're going now on the first day Yom Tov in preparation for the second day Yom Tov, that's Hachana. The only thing that you're allowed to go do is Yimechen Mishabbos, Miyachol L'Kodesh, not one day to the next day. Oh, V'ho Ka Mechen Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. Hear the Kasha? Chana, Amalei Rabba, Mi Savarta Soif, whoever told you Soif Hayom Koine Erev, Techilas Hayom Koine Erev. The Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. So that's not called Achana. Because when does the Erev go into effect? The Erev goes into effect not the very last moment of the previous day. It goes into effect the very first moment of the next day. So it turns out that Shabbos is preparing for itself. How about you walking there? You're traveling there. Why don't we take into consideration the fact that you're walking, you're traveling on Shabbos? For some reason, we don't. We don't. We want to welcome to the Ulam HaBet HaMedrash, the great Goin Tzaddik. It's now Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu Yisroel Liman. Rabbeinu Yisroel Liman, Marcus Liman II. Welcome into
amazing, the... Amazing how Adam talks about Rosh Hashanah, huh?
Yes, that's right. That's right, Shabbos and Yom Tov, exactly. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Vaita, so therefore, Shabbos Achim L'Shabbos L'Elamiyata, Yerv, L'Elamiyata, Yerv, B'lug, B'lug, and Ebezeh, if that's the case, that you're saying that Shabbos Mechina L'Atzma, Ye'orvu B'Login, what does that mean? Look at the Rashi. Login to Vul Yom, that goes back to the sugya that we spent the whole day on yesterday. The Login, remember the sugya? You have a barrel of wine, it's the Shiloh Tvul Yom, so it was Tameh. In order to make an Erev, that has to be edible. And you want to be mafis truma and truma smaiser. And the reason what's holding you back from being mafis truma and truma smaiser is that the utensil that you're going to put the truma in is tome. Truma can become a shlishi. And the utensil is a sheni. It's a sheni until Erev Shemesh. So the law is that it's not going to be a good Erev. Why is it not a good Erev? Because in order for the food to be fit for consumption, the truma must take effect. But the only way the truma can take effect is if the utensil is tahor. But the utensil does not become tahor until until the end of the day, and the erev goes into effect at least during the same exact moment in time. So you don't have a moment of time where first you need to create a moment of time where first the utensil is tahor, and then the erev takes effect. And according to the Gemara's Maskana, there is no such sequence. There is no moments in time when we can say first the utensil became 100% tahar, and that triggers the ability for it to become truma. And when it becomes truma, you now have chulin that's muta be'achila, and now a moment later, the eruv techumen will take effect. We don't have such a sequence. Because the moment when the Erev takes effect is exactly the same moment of time when the utensil becomes tahar and the chuma can become, the tevel can... Rabbeinu Yisrael, we asked the Godol Hadar to please mute himself. Vaita. Vaita Elameata, that's an oxymoron. You tell the Godol Hadar to be quiet, smamish the greatest oxymoron in the world. Did you see the list, Shlomi, of all the Tekiah Shofars in the community on Shabbos? Did you see the list? They have mamish every half an hour another Tekiah Shofar. And you know what it says on the list? 6 o'clock is the last shofar blowing, and it's going to be the Shofar Shel Moshiach, blown by our very own Rabbeinu Yisrael Liman Shlita, Marcus Liman II. Vaita. V'Shabbos Nechina Liatzma Eliyata Yerev Belogin. So Eba Zev, you tell me over here that the time and the Gemara says V'Inan Suudo Harui Mevo Yom V'Lech the Zel Bazach. Is that is no? You need both. That's remember the Rabbeinu Peretz. We spent time yesterday reading what it says in the footnotes of the Masifta that says the Rabbeinu Peretz answers that you need both. The Pshat in the Gemara is it means it's a Nayid Din. You never heard this before. Is that Eruvei Tuchumen, if you finish all Masechta Erev, you can test someone, when exactly does Eruvei Tuchumen go into effect? The Gemara's Maskana is, it's not a moment, it's a process. It begins at the moment, at the end of the previous day, but it extends into the beginning of the next day. Unlike many other things in this world, which take effect at a split second, an Eruvei Tuchumen takes effect over a period of time. It's a short period of time, but nevertheless, it's not a single moment. It takes effect from the beginning of the end of Friday, and it continues to gradually take effect to extend until the beginning of the next day. Memela, it's not a kasha. the etzem, I'll tell you that the even though it's taka true that the eruv, I'm gonna tell you the Gemara's maskana is that an eruv is gonna be chodo. Two kedushos. There's no achana. Right? There's no achana. There's no din of achana when it comes to an eruv. Why is there no din achana? Being that half of the eruv takes effect on Shabbos itself. Correct?
Yeah.
Let's learn according to Rabbeinu Peretz. And there's a lot of lumnus here in this Gemara. Rabbeinu Peretz says that eruve tuchumin takes effect over a period of time. The period of time begins at the end of Friday and continues and concludes the beginning of Shabbos. Now, the point we're going to make over here is as follows. Being that it begins, I have to just tell this person that I can't talk now. Being that the Eruv concludes its taking effect on Shabbos itself, that's enough to negate Hachana. The Gemara is saying an incredible Chiddush. The only time Hachana is a problem is when all of the preparation is done on Yom Tov. But when part of the preparation is done on Yom Tov, and part of it is done on Shabbos, that is not a violation of Hachana. If part of the preparation is taking place on Shabbos, Shabbos mechina la'atzma. Got it?
Yeah.
So therefore, there's no hachana, but even though there's no hachana, you're still not allowed to a utensil that is a tevul yoyim can still not be used to make the eruv because it also begins to take effect on Friday. And Friday, the very last moment of Friday, at simultaneously when it becomes Tahar, is the same moment when the Erev is beginning to take effect. So you're taking the best of both worlds, or maybe you want to say the worst of both worlds in this case, is that as far as Hachana is concerned, there is no Hachana. Because being that the Erev concludes, it's taking effect on Shabbos Atzmai, Atzma Shabbos itself, Shabbos Mechina LaAtzma. But don't tell me then, if that's the case, then you should be able to make an Erev when you're doing the login. And the case of the login, you have the issue of the Tful Yoim, because then it became Tohar on Friday, and the Erev does not go into effect until Shabbos. So the Erev going into effect took place at a moment later than when the utensil became Tohar. No, that's not going to solve the problem, because you have to remember that an Erev doesn't take effect at one single moment. It takes effect over two moments, the beginning of the next day and the end of the previous day. So since part of it beginning to take effect coincides simultaneously with the moment of Tvul Yoim, it's not going to be good enough that it should be a kosher Erev. Are we good with this?
Yes, right. Well, it's not.
Why? You can make two Eruvim. How could you do that? How could you make two Eruvim? You don't have a Suda that is Ruyam Yom. Why not? Why not? What's the Gemara's Kash over here, Rashi?
Because the second Eruv is more than, is outside the Chumah, the first Eruv.
Let's see Rashi. I don't understand that. What's that, what you just said? It doesn't understand. Let's see Rashi. Ma'ariv Adam. Shnei Eruvim. The Kosal Kedaitach. What's the Gemara's Havamina? Zel L'Soif Alpayim L'Mizrach. Zel L'Soif Alpayim L'Marif. Oh. The answer over here is we didn't learn this until now. We never had the shachidish. Is he making two eruvim and they're in the opposite direction?
What do you mean? Well, it's always like that.
This is
if the
kavanah. If you were kind of shvisa on the first day of lemizrach, you're not allowed to take one step lemarif. Why? However, how then can you become the Erev on the next day? If you're going to tell me that the Erev takes effect, you need a Suda Haru'uya Nibo'oid Yoim, so you can't get there. You can't get there. You can't go there. You can't be kind of shvisa there. If it has to be roy to be a sudo, you're not allowed to, because since you're still part of the shvisa in the opposite direction from yesterday, there's no possible way that you can go there to be present to eat the sudo mebo yom. So that's very big. What are you going to do there? That's not the case. It's right. The case cannot be where you put the food 2,000 amas on sun on one day in the east and 2,000 amas in the west. Loi, the manachle besoif elef amolikan u besoif elef amolikan, 1,000 amas on one side, 1,000 amas on the other side. So therefore, you can go, since you only put in what? If you may with your feet, yom rishon ma'ar baraglav yom sheni, eir the pas yom rishon ma'ar pas yom sheni, zel bezach. How are you able to go there? How are you able to do this in Mechin Miyam Tov L'Shabbos? Amalei mi savar de ozil? Who says the Omar Midi? Oh, no, she's saying it's another kasha. He's asking another kasha. How do you make an air? The Gemara once said now that even walking there, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Besoif alpayin." It's towards the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before it gets wide. Eruv bepas berishon, ma'ar bepas b'shen. The command of farsh ba'oisei pas. The same piece of bread. Hav hakam mechin. Frek the Gemara Rashi. Kishem ma'ar beraglof. The question. We did read that. Gemara Zakasha. The first case. The tchilas hayom koyne eruv. The eruv the pas b'shtika memela koy. Ella Eru Baraglov Salkadaitoch the boy the Mehmar Shivisosi Bimukami. So here the kasha over here is if you say nothing, if you don't have to say anything, then there's no hachana. If you put down before Yom Tov 2 loaves of bread, right? Before Yom Tov you put down 2 loaves of bread, even the same loaf of bread. But you don't have to say anything. The Movi is coming to define for us the mahus of hachana. Hachana is only when you say something. If you don't open up your mouth and you just do something that happens by itself, that's not called hachana. But when you're being ma'ariv biraglov with your feet, just standing there is not sufficient. Remember you had the kasha, maybe you're right. Remember I used the kasha, the person goes, he has the bias, and he happens.
You're saying hachana the rab is only when you say something?
That's what the Gemara here says now. That's what the Gemara here says. The Gemara here is saying is you have to make it clear. Well, I don't know, maybe when it's clear from your actions, what you're trying to do. In this situation, what did you do? You have a piece of bread, you put the piece of bread down, and then it automatically by itself it happens. The Erev is kind of shvisa for you, the very last moment of the day. The very last moment of the day, the Erev is triggered. It turns out that Yom Tov is being mechin for Shabbos. You're carrying the first day, before the first day, you carry the bread in one place. and then you take it home with you. And then the second day, you bring it to a new location, you put the bread down on the ground. Right now, did you do a hachana? When you carry that loaf of bread and you put the bread down on the ground, is that called hachana? So in our minds it is. I did a maisa. I carried bread to a place in order that my erev should take effect. According to the Gemara, that's not called hachana. You know why it's not called hachana? Because nothing really changed in the world of halacha. Oh, but you carry bread. It's Yom Tov. I can carry bread. If I want to eat the bread, I can eat the bread. Right here and right now. Erev Yom Tov. Nothing stopping me. Oh, I put it down? Because good for you. You put it down. What are you going to say? That it's achana? What's achana? Because the very last moment of the day, a halacha went into effect. There was a trigger. A halachic trigger happened. What is the halachic trigger? By putting the bread down here, the very last moment of the day creates the chalois eruv for tomorrow, for Shabbos. Guess what? When that is happening, I'm a silent partner. I put the bread down on the ground 10 minutes before Shkia, and I walk away. And then the very last second before Shkia, by itself, the fact that the bread is here causes that my Mokum Shavisa is here for the next 24 hours. So although I did a Maisa, my Maisa is not a violation of Hachana because there was no immediate impact. And when the impact took effect, I didn't do the Maisa. I was not present to do the Maisa. It's a legal loophole in order to permit you to make a preparation for the next day. But when it comes to raglav, when you want to be koinish shvisa, not with your bread, but with your feet, guess what? You have to sit there. You got to stand there. You got to be there, standing there in that location until it becomes bein hashmashos and the zman passes. And when you stand there, you have to make a statement. I'm standing here in order to be koinish shvisa. So your dibur is going to combine with the fact that you're standing there at the moment of the last moment of the day, that it should be in halacha considered to be hachana. Am I saying clear?
You said hachana can be with leah.
Correct. But it's more than that. Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here has a lot of yisodas. Look at Rashi. Kishim ode beragla b'sheini miyam tif l'shabes b'shloima. That's not called achana. You know why that's not called achana? The mitchilas hayom kone erev. The erev is kone from the beginning of the day. Yeah. The erev the pas b'shtika m'mele kone. I put the bread there and I walked away. I walked away and the bread went into effect by itself without me, without my input. Ela eda baraglov salka daitach the boy lemeimar. You have to say the words. I want to become a trees in this location. And you're not able to have kavana the beginning of the day. You're not able to have kavana. You want to say, well, it's still day. So here, your mom is doing the amira. So right, who says you went and you have to say something? You're right. Who says you have to open up your mouth? The best zach is quiet. Like this year, Rosh Hashanah. This year, Rosh Hashanah, it's called Mama Daka. There's no shofar. When they don't blow shofar this year, you know, it's unbelievable. It's mamish. It summarizes the whole year. Because why don't you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Because Chazal said, we don't want you walking around in the street. We don't want you to be the Maver Dalad Amos in the street. You know why? We don't want you to be exposed to the Rosh Hashanah. And that's exactly what happened this year. All the Gedolei Yisrael, the Poskim said, Shtoik, don't go to Shul. Don't daven with a minyan. Don't say Kaddish. Don't do all the mitzvahs with Be'ofen Hidur like you did until now. Don't go out into the Rishus. Don't be Maver Dalet Amos, but Rishus Rabin. You may be exposed to Corona. So when we do not blow Shofar this year, the kol d'mama daka, it's ole elokim b'shui, brings up before the Ribbono shel Olam the shtika of the ganz klal Yisrael, of the ganz yar of listening to the divrei chachamim. There's a kashem shemakabel schar ladrisha, kach makabel schar laprisha. There's a time to be quiet, not to be maver dalar amas b'rishu sarabim. Hear the word?
Yes.
Weiter.
You didn't say what you normally say. This word you will never hear in any other dafayimi, including Rabbi Bornstein. You will not hear this. It's exclusive.
It's like the news.
You forgot to say this is my favorite daf in the whole show.
Look what's, they're coming, everyone's coming to haunt me over here. The last day of the year, I'm being haunted by all, they're throwing back at me all my nonsense of the whole year.
We're showing you what we learned from you.
This year we had 365 favorite dafim. Vita. The Ozil, running out of time, I have to say before we sign off, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Ola Elokim Bishua, you blow shofar from the Bima. Why from the Bima? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? The Zechus HaTorah. You don't blow shofar from the Amud or from the side of the Shul, from the Bima, the Makom where you lay in the Torah. So
except by the Shul Shemoneh Esrei, the side of the
okay, but generally when you blow from the Bima, the Makom Torah, you are the Bima. You are the Bima. You're the Torah. This is the only Zechus that I have. It's Shlomi Rabinowitz and Rabbi Sholeman. This is all I got. I got nothing else.
The marriage should stand by you, my friend. For the old Torah that you disseminated.
I didn't disseminate nothing. I did it all for my covet. All for my own pleasure, my covet, just to keep me busy. I didn't do anything L'Shem Shemayim. I did nothing L'Shem Shemayim. Everything is for myself. Selfish.
Are you learning after marriage?
If the rabbi is giving a shir, I can't. I have to go to the rabbi's shir. I have to see. I think he told me he wants to give a shir. I don't know. He told me he wants to. I don't know if he will. If he doesn't,
because he's not on mute.
The rabbi is giving. The rabbi gives a shir mitzvah Shabbos. He told me that he's planning to give a shir, but he seemed to indicate there might be a possibility that he will not, because people will not come.
I'll stand by. I'll do other things, but you'll pop in. You'll
okay, I'll here. Tell you. Okay, Blin. Okay, I gotta go out now. Thank you very much.
Kisiva
v'chasim
b'toyv
v'gu b'chiyar.
It looks like he left already. Okay.
He's here. He's probably here in the shul.
Okay.